the Rule of Threes Podcast. The Rule of Threes Podcast. It's the Rule of Threes Podcast with Chris and Casey.
It's the Rule of Threes Podcast. I'm Chris Grace.
I'm Casey Lawrence.
It's Tuesday, August 20th, 2019, and we're still in America.
Still in America.
The best country on the planet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know why it's the best country on the planet? Because people get second chances.
Yes.
And one person who is on his way to getting a second chance.
Who's that?
It's Dwight Howard.
Oh, God, I saw this.
Hot rumors around the league is that ever since we cursed Boogie by having a podcast last week, which we truly believe that we cursed Boogie because we recorded our podcast on Wednesday night and Thursday morning, he tore his ACL.
How did he tear his ACL?
Doing a workout, working out, okay. Playing basketball.
It was not bowling. Okay, because that would have been the ultimate Lakers curse.
Yes, it really would. Well, I mean, that's the curse returning, because the bowling injury happened when he went to Philly, so the Lakers weren't cursed on that.
I see.
But it would be pretty funny for that to have happened and had it...
Well, speaking of Lakers curses returning, Dwight Howard.
That's the rumor that's heading around, is that the Lakers are interested in replacing Boogie Cousins with... Boy, it hurts me to say this. Dwight Howard.
Is he...
Joakim Noah or Maurice Spates or Marching Gortat?
Wait, let's take Gortat out of those four. I would take Gortat.
I mean, I'd take Spates, but...
How tall is Spates?
Spates is like 6'10", and he's not a defense guy. He's just a threes guy.
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't... I guess I thought he was like a small forward or something.
No.
I'm also getting him confused with the with Mateen Cleaves. Maurice Spates and Mateen Cleaves, I feel like, are very similar names.
That's fair. I feel like Mateen Cleaves is like a U guy, though. He's like a short, stocky guy with a basketball beard.
I thought you meant like he's from the...
The U. Miami U. No, he was... Mateen Cleaves was Michigan State.
When people say the U, do they mean the University of Miami?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, they do.
I wonder if they were coached by some media person to start doing that.
People were... No. The university did that. Just like the Ohio State University. Did you see they tried to patent the word the, or like...
Oh, see, I didn't know this. Yeah. So like, that's one... Was it an organic thing with like 1 year of college football players? Because I feel it was from college football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely from college football. Not organic at all.
Okay.
None of this branding, marketing stuff is organic. Except for Sauce Castillo. That's the only organic marketing material that's ever happened.
What's that?
You know, the nickname for Nick Stauskas.
Oh.
That came up because of a closed captioning error.
I remember that now.
So Dwight Howard.
So Dwight Howard, I'm just trying to talk about anything except Dwight Howard.
I could tell you were stalling for time.
I would rather Marcin.
Yeah, I think I would even...
I would rather any of Noah, the other three. Yeah, I would rather have Noah.
Because Noah isn't going to take any shots or demand any post touches. He's just going to hang out and grab an offensive rebound or two and take a couple of weird free throws and at least yell on defense.
Clap in someone's face.
Yeah.
So the thing is, I would, if Dwight Howard wants to turn himself into high motor journeyman,
yeah,
then great. I don't know if we've seen any evidence in his career so far that he can do that.
If he wants to back up JaVale McGee, be my guest.
Yeah, because he certainly has the physical tools to grab 7 rebounds a game
and play good defense.
Yeah,
you know, like he can guard the rim. Is he going to do it? I don't think so. I don't want him back.
I would guess out there in Lakers land that it's probably... This might be generalizing, but I think it's unanimous.
Unanimous. There isn't a single Laker fan who wants Dwight Howard back.
There must be some Laker fan out there that's just like, man, I can't wait to get old Dwight Howard back.
You know, the glory days, like when Kobe tore his Achilles and Steve Nash barely played. Like, the glory days.
Sports Illustrated cover. This is going to be fun.
Now, this is going to be fun. Nothing less fun than that season.
One of the least fun Laker seasons of all time.
Oh, brutal. Like even the Karl Malone Gary Payton season was more fun because you had Slava Medvedenko. That was funny.
Yeah. Let me tell you something that I'm probably going to be purchasing this year. You sent me things earlier this year that was like, "Hey, pick this up because it's discounted."
Yes,
but of course now I've waited and we might as well just get the next year's version.
Yes, absolutely.
That is the NBA 2K
experience.
Because have you seen the trailer for the My Career?
I have not. Does it look good?
Well, no. Those are always horrible.
Yeah.
In fact, I played through the whole one that was that Spike Lee directed.
Ooh, a Spike Lee joint, 2K18, I believe.
That was not fun in any way. Generally, they aren't fun.
Okay.
But I do think it's funny. This one has Idris Elba in it.
Oh, nice.
And it's like the facial capture on him is great.
Good.
Idris Elba, it has Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, she's great. She makes everything better.
It's got a bunch of people like Maverick Carter, Mark Cuban.
Great.
Mark Cuban looks weird in form.
Yeah, it's hard to capture Mark Cuban's spirit. You know, he's...
also hard to capture him just like in the Most Dangerous Game sense.
Yeah, I mean, he played rugby. You know, you can't capture somebody like that.
As the agent of the... of you.
Okay. Oh, is it... oh, fuck. Did I see who this was? Was it like Haley Joel Osment?
No, it's Thomas Middleditch.
Okay, all right. Well, that's annoying.
So strange. A guy that I've known through improv and comedy is now in an NBA game.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get him on the podcast, talk about his role.
I wish it was Haley Joel Osment. Get that Mesmer in here. Did you finish that show, by the
way? I mean, I had finished it before we recorded last week. I watched it in the course of 2 days.
I have a mix of friends who have all seen it at varying degrees, so I can't remember who. Because a friend of mine was like, oh, I've watched 5 of them. And then like 2 weeks went by and I was like, you still only watched, like, it was weird. Like they just sort of randomly stopped it.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird what brings up like stopping in something and like. The momentum it takes to restart something is often a lot more than it needed to start the series in the first place.
For sure, because I've never seen the last season of The Wire.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen the last season of The Good Wife.
Okay.
And these are, like, I stopped for various reasons. For The Good Wife, I was like, oh, this show's really good. I want to watch this with Eric at some point. And just, like, has never happened. The Wire, I just, like, fell off of. And then everybody was like, this last season sucks.
It doesn't.
Some people think it sucks.
I know. I disagree with them. But, you know, they gave it a shorter order, and it's got less episodes and less time to tell its story. And, you know, the story is a little... It takes some of the characters in a different direction. But, like, I still think it's good.
Apologies to anyone who received emails from me yesterday. I don't think you did. I spent literally probably 6 hours kind of doing what you've been doing, going through storage stuff. I was trying to get to inbox zero on some of my email accounts.
The digital turndown.
Yeah. And I've got a new email address. So I set up an autoresponder on one of my email addresses to say, hey, here's my new email address.
Got it.
Then I set a rule that was like emails from like my agent and other people business-wise, highlight them with a green color so that I see them when they come in the email.
Because business and money, you know, the whole deal.
Then to test out the coloring rule, I right-click on a message and I notice, oh, here's a thing that says apply rules.
Oh.
So, you know, just like, let me check out the color.
Let's see the color.
That green's not too good. Let me try it again. And let me do this. Let me do that. Meanwhile, I didn't realize that it was applying all my rules.
Every single rule.
So the rule that says for every message in your that you receive that's in your inbox, send a message saying this is my new email. So
you needed to make your rule only on receipt of message instead of just like if the message exists.
Mostly, I just shouldn't be applying rules over and over. There is a on receipt, but I had listed it as every message.
That's so funny.
So somebody got like 19 emails saying like, hey, here's my new email address.
Hey, just wanted to let you know, here's my new email address. The nice thing is that I'm absolutely sure that their Gmail or whatever they use to do, we'll put it all in one thread, right? It'll just be constantly bumped to the top of their fantastic, wonderful email reader.
And also I will now be blacklisted
automatically
by their spam.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything else going on basketball wise?
Yes, of course. Devin Booker back in the news.
Oh God, you tagged me on this.
I did tag you on this.
Is that the news?
That's the news. Don't worry about new
moves Devin Booker has.
Well, okay, no, that was part of it, but there was also another one. I forgot that I had tagged you in the old one. The new one was that in that same pickup game, or maybe in a different pickup game, Devin Booker complained about getting double teamed because it's pickup.
Yeah.
It's free run at the gym. And I wanted to know how you felt about that because he was playing with other pros.
Right.
And he got double teamed on like a game winning shot or something. And he was just like, hey man, I see this all the time. Let me work on my game. Okay. Let me work on my stuff. And it's like, but the other people in the game were like, this is basketball. This is what basketball is. You try to win the game. If you get double teamed, that's part of the game.
Yeah, I would say this probably illustrates the main problem with Devin Booker.
I think so.
Because I do think that double teaming or like for the bulk of a pickup game is probably really annoying and not really in the spirit of pickup.
No.
But double teaming if you're trying to stay on the court and you want to get the ball out of the hands of the guy who has shot all 15 of the shots that the team has taken.
Oh, yeah.
It's totally, and also does happen in pickup pretty organically.
Yeah.
I know this from experience because I've been double teamed a lot because people say he can't dribble, double team him and take the ball away from him. And then it happens. So I know you don't see me complaining about it on Instagram.
That is true. I do not see you complaining about it on Instagram because you're not super on Instagram.
No, I'm not. I fall in and out of social media in general.
Yeah, definitely.
I went on Twitter yesterday to post my thought that I thought was very brilliant, mm-hmm. which no one responded to.
Oh.
Which is that LA is like if you turned Austin into mayonnaise and spread it thinly over Houston.
You know what? I saw that and I meant to ask you about it. What the fuck do you mean by that?
I mean that like, LA is very similar to... Have you been in Houston?
I have been in Houston.
LA's layout is very similar to Houston, but it has a little bit more
because there's liberal... Like, I'm thinking they're about sprawl. The square... like the one time I went to Houston, and you know, I don't know it as intimately as you do. It just felt like, there were, you know, like a bunch of big freeways circling the city.
Yeah.
Right. And, a lot of strip malls.
Yeah. Houston is more radial.
Okay.
Than Los Angeles, but it's very sprawl freeway. It feels very the same. Like growing up in Houston, the adjustment to living in Los Angeles is very, very easy.
Okay.
But LA has more culture and like liberalishness.
Oh, okay.
Austin.
Because like, I was like, is he trying to say that LA is incredibly white too because of the mayonnaise thing? But I think the mayonnaise was just like, you like mayonnaise
and
you
like Austin. I like the word mayonnaise and I actually did think that Austin is kind of white.
Okay. All right.
As I said that. But yeah, I was going to say butter.
Butter. Okay. But mayonnaise makes sense like because it's easier to spread and, you know, it's, mayonnaise is just oil and eggs.
So, LA is like a little bit more of a, like a left-leaning Houston.
Got it. Okay. All right. You know what? I'm glad I got that explained because I didn't quite get it.
Yeah. That's why no one responded to it. Because you have to have lived in LA and Houston and probably Austin.
Yes.
To understand it.
And also not immediately associate negative thoughts with mayonnaise.
Oh, you don't like mayonnaise?
I like mayonnaise, but a lot of people don't.
Oh, okay. So, I do know people that are sickened by condiments in general.
Condiments in general. Like, so do they just eat a bunch of dry stuff and then with water? Do they just like water?
Well, they do like their the person I'm thinking of likes his sandwich is extremely dry.
So are they like a big soda fan or...
No.
I feel like
you're wondering where does he get his moisture from?
Yeah, well, like or is it just like the juiciest tomatoes only?
I don't know because I think that that borders on ketchup.
Tomatoes border on ketchup.
I mean, in a way, ketchup is the juiciest tomato.
You know what? That's a tagline right there. Ketchup, the juiciest tomato.
Yeah, what were we talking about basketball-wise?
Well, we were talking about Devin Booker.
Oh, and yeah. Well, the thing, the tweet that you sent to me was the one that said, like, added tools to his bag or something like that.
Yeah, Devin Booker's got all sorts of tools. He's adding. And the mixtape was just like, he was making some shots. It's like, all right. Some
terrible shots. Gross. I mean, like shots you would not want your player to take.
Yeah, and then it was just like only focused on the offensive end. It's like, well, okay, we already know Devin Booker can do all that stuff.
And you tagged me in it and said, like, wake me up when there's defense involved.
Yes.
And the thing is, I didn't need to say anything because all the people responded to that video.
Yeah.
The general consensus take on Devin Booker is in place.
Yeah.
Like, nobody was impressed. I would say Phoenix Suns fans maybe are fans of his, but...
He got 5% of the incoming rookies to say he was their favorite player.
What? How is that possible? Well, you know, they probably would love to have stats like he does.
Yeah.
And also, I think Devin Booker is very much a... he's often... I've seen him tweeted about a lot by other players, like veteran players, as being like, you know, you guys are sleeping on this guy. He's going to be amazing.
Sleeping on him.
But...
Y'all sleeping.
You know, when... It was just funny, like, most of the tweet responses to that tweet were just like... the one I liked was 10th seed in the West. The Suns are coming for you.
Oh man, they're gonna definitely get on top of Dallas and Minnesota. I mean, you know, the West looks real strong again this year.
I mean, just, like, they'd be lucky to get the 10th seed.
Yeah, they are definitely still the worst team in the West. Every other team got better.
Well, speaking of. Do you want to go early to, like, talking about
I do. Something in the I West? Do have a division in the West.
All right, to talk let me about. Tell you which one you're going to pick.
Dun, 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 dun.
You are going to pick the Ohio State Southwest.
I was going to pick the Southwest.
Look at this.
Man, it's like somebody knows my criteria.
Do the most boring ones first.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Since Memphis is
Houston's in this not boring. It's got a bunch of mayonnaise from Austin slathered on it.
That's right. But before we get into that, since Memphis is in this division,
yeah.
Is Dwight Howard like functionally playing? Like, is he, if the season starts, is he like on the roster or is he one of these fake, like,
if the season starts, he is on the roster.
Okay.
But that does not mean that, he will not be bought out at some point.
Right.
In fact, they are trying to expedite that by negotiating a buyout with him once he signs with the old Lakers.
Okay.
Or once he signs with Oklahoma City or, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
What a life to just be, people I think are down on his career in general.
Yeah.
But, you know, at this point to sort of just get paid to like leave, you know, isn't bad. Also, do you think what do you think his Hall of Fame chances are?
100%.
Yeah.
I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Wow.
Which is that's a bummer.
No, I mean, he had some incredible seasons.
Yeah. He was, you know, the greatest defensive center in the 2000s that wasn't named Ben Wallace and actually had some offensive game, too.
Made it to a finals.
Did make it to a finals. Never won MVP. We've talked about this before in the old cast. But he did get Defensive Player of the Year a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Dwight Howard is a Hall of Fame player. Wow. That's just what it is. Just because nobody wants him now doesn't mean that he wasn't amazing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Did Grant Hill make it into the Hall of Fame?
Grant Hill did make it into the Hall of Fame.
I remember when Grant Hill was eligibility was coming up, and he was sort of considered a borderline case, but the people also weren't considering his college achievements.
Great college player.
Dwight Howard does not have college achievements?
He does not. There are zero college achievements, but he does have international acclaim.
Yeah.
He's got gold medals.
Before getting the division, did anybody drop off USA Basketball?
Yes. De'Aaron Fox.
Oh, my God. He was, I think, one of the people that people were excited to see. Yes,
they definitely were. He dropped out, and Marcus Smart is back in.
Okay.
So they still have to make two cuts. Yeah, really, truly, just like it's going to be an interesting year. Serbia looks really strong.
Who are people we know on Serbia?
Nikola Jokic, Bogdan Bogdanovic,
South Castillo.
No, no Sas Castillo on the Serbian team.
Is he Greek?
No, he's American.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That just seems Greek.
Yeah, he's just like American.
Maybe he's Greek American. Oh, actually, he's Canadian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A native of Mississauga, Ontario.
Okay. All right. I take it back, y'all. Take it back now, y'all.
The second line in his bio is Stauskas has never played ice hockey.
That's
amazing. How you know he's Canadian.
That is
they how have to you like get that out of the way right at the top.
I love that.
Who in the Southwest Division do you want to go alphabetical? Do you want to go?
I want to go from worst record to best record, which is very funny because the three teams at the bottom all have the same record.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to go. We're going to start with a random coin flip to select here. I've got a coin that is in no way altered. This is just a normal coin. It is definitely not two coins in one. Anyways. I flipped it. It landed on a 50 cent. So we're going to go with Dallas.
Dallas. I think we'll be a decent league pass team this year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you get year two of the Luka Doncic experience.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
The year one of the Kristaps Porzingis experience.
Yes.
Which I am very excited to take a look at and see what's going on with them. They are... I don't think they're in playoff contention.
No.
Unfortunately. That to me is...
I mean, they're just stacked. You have to be so good in the West.
Yes, you really do.
Can you name the three centers on their depth chart?
Yes, I can. Kristaps Porzingis.
Uh-huh.
Powell.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the third guy...
It sounds like a character from Cabaret.
Oh, Liza Minnelli.
Close. Maxi Kleber.
Oh, Maxi Kleber. He's good. Yes.
Kristaps is actually listed as the starting power forward.
Oh, cool. Great. Congrats. And
Powell is the starting center.
Okay.
This is according to Yahoo, which is always, you know, it's not super reliable.
That's fair. They got Boban as well. It's Boban time.
Okay. I didn't know this. They have Luka listed as a starting shooting guard.
That is, you know,
is it? It's just more like he's these tall. Are guards.
Like he's tall, right? Yeah. He's tall. That's it.
But he will handle the ball a lot. Is my assumption,
right? You know, I don't know. Maybe it's like that's who he'll defend on defense.
Yeah. I didn't know they picked up Seth Curry.
Yeah, they. That's who Seth Curry signed with. They really were upset that they had let him go to Portland.
Uh-huh.
So they got him back. JJ Barea still alive, surprisingly.
Wow. 13 years experience, JJ Barea.
Yeah. I mean, if you would have looked at JJ Barea as a rookie and told me he'd be in the league 13 years later.
No, this like, yeah. I mean, I despise him, but good for him.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that Andrew Bynum hip checked him to the moon.
I was fine with it.
You know, I would have loved to have seen him first man on the moon to have also played in a basketball game.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about this, but I had no problem with that move.
Yeah. Why don't we sign Andrew Bynum? Why doesn't Andrew Bynum come back?
Right. Lamar, have him come in, take his shirt off, leave, go throw a bowling ball and hurt himself.
Exactly. That's all I'm looking for.
So, I mean, I'm excited for Luka and Kristaps. You know, I have a feeling they'll have a lot of games that have like fun highlights. I think we talked about this last time. They're going to be a game of like, hey, check out what Luka's doing.
Yeah.
It's like similar to the Trae Young thing. Two guys traded for each other, right?
Yeah.
But no, I don't anticipate they'll get enough wins to be in the mix for playoffs.
I also do not.
I've never really followed the career of Tim Hardaway Jr. I just sort of thought that he would sort of fade away because most players' sons, you know, NBA players' sons.
Yeah.
Professional. Well, did Jelly Bean Bryant play in the NBA?
Yes.
Okay. That's an exception.
Before. Yeah.
I'd say that's an exception.
And, you know, like, I don't know, maybe there's like a pretty famous son of an NBA player right now who's like also playing with another son of an NBA player on a team in like San Francisco or something.
Yeah. That's true. I feel like whenever
we're talking about Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
Yeah,
okay?
I feel like when I see, who are the other players' sons?
Who are some other players' sons? We got
Gerald Wilkins have a son.
You're thinking about like John Stockton's son.
Yes,
right. You're thinking about people.
Kobe Carl.
Yeah, you're thinking of, well, I mean, did George Carl played, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're thinking about people like, there's one other guy who I'm thinking of, who's like Tim Hardaway Jr., but.
Well, I also often think that Elfrid Payton is Gary Payton's son.
He's not. Gary Payton's son is who I was thinking of. Oh. Because Gary Payton has a son who has played for the Lakers before.
All right. And we're not talking about Reddit NBA sons.
No.
And nephews.
No.
Because I don't really know what that means.
No.
I think the nephew thing come because of Kawhi?
Yes. Okay. Because of Uncle Leonard. Uncle Dennis.
Uncle Dennis. Uncle Dennis.
Dennis Leonard.
Anyway, I don't know much about Tim Hardaway Jr.
He's got a big contract, and he signed it with the Knicks. And the Hawks declined to match it. Which is wild because the Knicks were the team that drafted Tim Hardaway and like paid him originally, and then they let him go to Atlanta, and then they re-signed him to come back because they were like, ah, that 1 year in Atlanta, he killed it. We got to pay him $73 million over 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decided to do that. It was a bad move.
Who's making the decisions in New York?
Steve Mills is making them now, but before that might have been a Phil Jackson move.
Mm.
Which is gross.
To be fair, Tim Hardaway Jr. had a very good year in New York.
2 years ago?
Did he go from New York to Dallas in like midseason?
Yes.
Okay. And he still had a decent last 20 games for Dallas.
I mean, decent? Like, I feel like his efficiency was low. Probably. I feel like his shot creation was high. He just scored a lot of points because he was a decent player on a bad team.
He scored 19 points per game with the Knicks.
Okay.
And let me tell you, he shot the ball very well.
Oh.
38%.
Yes. Okay. No. Get that fuck out of here.
He did shoot 35% from three.
That's average. That's league average.
Is that league average? Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. 35%. That's definitely league average.
All right. Well, he's a gunner. He's like an old Devin Booker.
Yeah, but worse.
Devin Booker, who is the son of Cory Booker, Democratic nominee.
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely it.
Candidate. You want to move on?
Yes. Our next team, you know them, you love them. It's the Los Angeles Lakers East, the New Orleans Pelicans.
So many assets so that we know and love.
So little time. I would love to see the Pelicans make the playoffs. That would be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to happen, but God, they're going to be an interesting team.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a really, really experienced backcourt, Drew Holiday and JJ Redick.
I mean, everybody loves Drew.
Drew's great. Everybody loves him. Everybody loves JJ Redick. Everybody loves JJ Redick's, preschool meddling wife.
Well, JJ's not going to start, is he?
He is.
And Drew's going to start?
Yeah, JJ and Drew.
What about
the Lakers?
Yeah.
Were they disrespecting the Lakers?
What about Zoe?
Zoe's not starting. You start Lonzo Ball over Drew Holiday?
No, I would maybe... I don't know if JJ's starting shooting guard potential at this point.
I mean, the man still, you know, makes those nets go swish, y'all.
Yeah.
You start Lonzo for the defense.
Start Lonzo and Drew and just lock the perimeter down.
Yeah. Maybe it's better to, you know, have him be the first sub off the bench, you know, for Brandon Ingram.
Yeah. Sub in for Brandon Ingram?
Yeah.
Run three guards?
Yeah, because who's behind Brandon Ingram? Darius Miller. We're going to actually play Darius Miller in
the year crazy is on
2019
on
of
the
our
Yahoo,
Lord.
Depth chart. It's got their second string, small forward is JJ Redick.
Oh, yikes.
That's pretty crazy. Well, they have a million picks now, right?
They do. They have 1 million picks, which is actually just under the league maximum you're allowed to have.
Okay.
So they can still trade for more.
Well, the reason I bring it up is like, you would think with all the trading that happened that they would have more at the small forward slot than just Brandon Ingram.
Yeah. Well, they got Etuan Moore.
And they have Isaac Bonga.
They do not. Isaac Bonga went to Washington, as God we talked about last episode.
This is such bullshit. Everybody stay at the team that you signed with originally. That's what I'm going to say for the league.
You're only allowed to play with one team. Free agency, I'm not into it.
The team you're drafted
to. I'm an oil baron.
The team you're drafted to, you have to stay with forever.
Got it.
There we go.
Hot rookies on the team. You got Zion Williamson, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You got Jackson Hayes.
Jackson Hayes, I don't know.
Jackson Hayes is the guy who wore the Sideshow Bob bling to Summer League. Mm. He's from Texas. He's tall. He's bouncy. He's springy. He's going to be good eventually. And the other hot young rookie is Nickeil Alexander-Walker,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if you knew this or not, is a cousin of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, and Kemba Walker.
It's actually Scott Walker from
is that an actor?
No, he's a former governor of Wisconsin.
Oh, the guy who like busted unions,
busted public transportation.
Yep. And yep. That's what little known fact about Nickeil Alexander Walker. He hates unions.
He does hate unions.
And is going to try to bust up the PA from inside.
Yes, that's all. He's a plant.
Yeah.
He's a plant. Obvious plant.
It's like the movie. It's like the movie Juana Man.
Yeah,
but about union busting.
Oh, man, I can tell you that movie will not be popular. People will hate that movie.
Yeah,
except in like, I don't know, somewhere they hate unions. I don't get why people hate unions. It makes no sense to me.
Texas, no unions in Texas.
Yeah,
no state income tax, no unions.
Yeah, wild.
So fun team to watch. I don't think they'll make the playoffs.
No, and we didn't even say the name, basically. We barely said Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
Are you still feeling middle about Zion Williamson?
For sure. I'm very, very middle.
Very middle on him.
Of course, it's easy to be middle on Zion Williamson because the expectation is insane. So, like, anything except MVP level, you can just be like, see, I told you. He is hyped as this transcendent generational player in a LeBron kind of way, and I just don't think he's that guy.
Okay.
Like, I don't think that he... I mean, I will kind of go with Enes Kanter's take that he's basically Julius Randle with hops.
Okay.
His game is very similar to a player that plays a little bit below... I know that he has hops, but he plays below the rim.
Below the rim with vicious force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And I think that, like, we have seen over the years players that do that kind of thing. And he can finish above the rim in a way that, like, Randall can't really. And, like, Anthony Mason obviously couldn't.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley could. But similarly, like, Charles Barkley wasn't a person that was, like, once he's in a post position, he wasn't like, I don't know that Zion is going to be able to mash it down from the post against NBA players.
Yeah.
The way that he has against college players.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair, but also if his, you know, floor is Charles Barkley.
Yeah. And that's the thing is if I can be a naysayer and say like, well, he's only going to be like Charles Barkley, like one of the top 50 players of all time. But I, you know, I'm happy to be wrong about it. He seems like a nice kid, and he has one thing I will say is that you have to appreciate players that come in that play with a lot of energy and like seem to love playing the game. Like that's good. Like in fact, that's kind of what like I liked about Dwight Howard when he came into the league, because it was like, oh, he actually smiled a lot and you know, seemed to enjoy himself. Now later we found out it was all facade.
Yeah,
but I always feel that about Amari Stoudemire as well. That like Amari Stoudemire actually seemed to just enjoy playing. I remember the one he like dunked on something. And he just like looked at the camera, just like smiling, backing
hey,
up.
Hey, hey.
Anyway, Zion should be fun. They just seem like, who's their coach, by the way?
The coach of the they Pelicans. Are coached by the same guy, Alvin Gentry.
Oh, okay. I think they'll be fine. I think that. It would take a lot for them to like suddenly all come together and be a playoff team. Speaking of Dwight Howard, as we have been this entire episode, Would you like to talk about the other 33 and 49 team?
You betcha. The Memphis Grizzlies.
Bear sound effect. Roar.
Roar. The Vancouver Grizzlies. Uh-huh. Roar. Canada. Been finding so much stuff from Vancouver, British Columbia, in my dad's storage spaces.
Huh.
Because that's where my grandparents lived after they retired. And so, you know, just like, you know, there's like a discount store, kind of like a Target, but like a little more janky, maybe like a Kmart Big Lots kind of style store called Liquidation World up there.
No.
Wild. So many Liquidation World just goodies I'm finding in my dad's storage space.
Hmm. Any big country jerseys?
No big country jerseys, but one framed semi-nude photo of Bryant Big Country Reeves just like up against a wall going like this.
Huh. a Sharif Abdur-Rahim?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, those we've got a bunch of stuff.
Old school players that I know.
I don't know if my dad's ever looked at a basketball.
Or a court.
Or a court.
How you feeling about the Memphis Grizzlies?
All praise be to Ja. That's what I have to say about this team. They're going to be bad. They are not worse than last year, because last year they barely had Mike Conley. They barely had Marc Gasol. And Jonas Valanciunas is just like a fine player.
Yeah.
Right? He's very, very fine, and they're going to do just absolutely 11th seed level production this season.
I think they did well to move Gasol and Conley in ways that they didn't feel just thrown to junk teams.
Yes, they did good by the players.
Yeah,
did they do good by themselves?
For themselves? No, but I'm saying as an organization, I think it was pretty cool of them to like these two guys who basically stabilized and were the most important players in this little grit and grind era.
Yeah.
And basically kept them through these years where like they just never really quite put it together.
Yeah.
But those two guys put a lot of like dedication to the team.
Yeah.
So to kind of reward them with being like, you know, here,
here you go.
Go get a ring and you go to like a well run team in the West.
Yeah.
Good for them.
So here's the player capital that they got back from those two guys.
Uh-huh.
They got Grayson Allen, Jay Crowder,
everybody
and Jonas Valanciunas. Oh, Grayson Allen. I mean, if I could do a, you know, I don't know, kind of NBA Hard Knocks, but for rookies, I would focus it completely on Grayson Allen. I think he's a fascinating character.
So interesting, so talented.
Yes, and he plays basketball, which is so cool, is that he gets on the teams that he plays,
right,
and he plays the actual basketball. Man, fuck Grayson Allen. Man, fuck Duke. Get the shit out of here.
Don't trip Grayson Allen.
Hey,
we mean that literally.
Don't trip other people, you fucking dickhead.
And
get fucked. I just want to yell at him a lot
more. Jay Crowder is perfectly functional.
Yeah, Jay Crowder. Like,
he's great when you want to get punched in the head.
Yeah, what if you were like looking for like basketball player? Like just like if you went to the store and you're like, basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I'll pick up this Jay Crowder.
Yeah.
I got basketball player.
I mean, if I were Memphis, would I try to like kidnap Montrezl Harrell and switch them and convince them that they're each other through complicated gaslighting?
Complicated gaslighting. That now that's, people talk about like advanced stats. People talk about, you know, salary cap manipulations. I think advanced gaslighting is the next level.
Not just,
NBA.
Well, a lot
statistic.
Of people do eye test gaslighting.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean,
you just like, oh,
scouts have been doing that for years.
That's, scouts have always been like, look, I think I can chloroform that guy.
Oh, shit. That's not gaslighting. That's just like gassing.
Well, you got to gas him first.
You got to gas him first, and then you gaslight
him. Then you put him in Jay Crowder jersey, you know, and then when he wakes up, you're like, what's up, Jay? You're in the Memphis Grizzlies. And
okay.
He's like, no, I'm Montrezl Harrell.
So I truly do think that the official stance of this podcast is that kidnapping is legal as long as it fits under the CBA.
Yes.
Right? As long as there's a CBA provision, and you got to collectively bargain for that. Kidnapping to get somebody on your team, that's legal.
You have to include the cost of all of your kidnapping supplies as part of the
That is
cap.
True, yeah.
And chloroform is pricey.
Yeah, if you signed and traded for somebody, your cap is just hard. You have a hard cap. You can't go over to, you know, spend that on rope and, you know, a Faraday cage, you know, that kind of stuff.
Do we think we can purchase chloroform? Just off the top of my head.
Good Lord, did this turn into a dark web podcast?
Not dark web.
I don't think so. Well, I'm going to go with no. I'm going to hope with no.
ScienceCompany.com.
Don't science company me.
Chloroform 32-ounce reagent ACS.
Gross.
$65. Add to cart.
No.
Ooh. My guess is that this is going to say at some point, like, hey, can you verify that you like work at a lab or something?
Are you a real science boy?
Yeah, because they're actually a friend of mine is a chemist.
Yeah,
and he did show me once, like some of the, like not chemicals that would knock you out, chemicals that would explode.
Oh,
On a catalog, and he was like, oh, but now at this point you have to put in this like, you know, license number, blah blah blah.
Yeah, it's just like when I try to buy computers from Best Buy using my student discount.
They don't let you?
No, they don't. I'm not a student.
I know, but a lot of people are very... Oh, a lot of places, though, are a little bit... You know, probably you don't look like a student anymore.
I don't look like a student?
No.
But what I have my book bag, and I have my Go Ball Team cap for my good old UCLA Bruins.
You're like, go, Bruins.
Go, Ball Bruins.
Yeah. You're like, go, Ed O'Bannon.
Yes, exactly. Man, me and Ed O'Bannon are like this. Charles can go fuck himself. I'm an Ed O'Bannon guy for life.
I got all the way to clicking on Pay Now PayPal for $65 for a bottle of chloroform.
Gross.
I would not be against chloroforming myself, because I just think it'd be interesting to see what it felt like.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it starts, all right? And then you chloroform yourself, and who knows next? You're sodiuming yourself. You know, that stuff turns to flames when it interacts with oxygen.
Well, what if chloroforming yourself was so fun? You did it, and you're like, man, that felt like I had slept great.
Flatliners too.
And then you were like, and what if everyone that has ever chloroformed somebody is actually a person going like, you got to try this. No. It's so much fun.
No, I got to. This is the worst.
I think we've misunderstood most kidnappers.
Okay, all right. You know, that I can allow.
They just want to be closer to the people that they love.
Speaking of being kidnapped, the San Antonio Spurs have a roster.
Yes, they do. Now, you would basically assume that they will make the playoffs because they are the Spurs.
I'm going to say this is the year actually, they get people back this year, right? They get DeJounte Murray back, mm-hmm. and people are high on him. This is the year they get, what's his face back? The guy who they accidentally traded to the Wizards. Davis Bertans. They get him back this year because they're going to kidnap him with chloroform.
I was going to say, And they get Marcus Morris.
You should know they certainly do not. That one is not a chloroform situation. They are just mad at him.
If DeJounte Murray is near what they think it is, if the team that has them, LaMarcus and DeMar, should, you know, challenge for a playoff spot.
Yes. You look at this team and you're like, oh, yeah, that's definitely a playoff team. But then you look at all the other teams and you're like, this might not be a... I don't know. It's tough to call, I think. Because, you know, I don't think Trey Lyles is good enough to be like a rotation piece for them. I think, you know, they really got to figure out what they're getting from their backup guard situation, right? Patty Mills, Bryn Forbes, Lonnie Walker...
I get that Lonnie Walker.
Yeah,
he was. Was there an old player named Lonnie Walker?
This is Lonnie Walker the fourth, so maybe he's a.
Yeah, I feel like there's been another player named Lonnie Walker.
I don't think so. I feel like I've looked this up already.
Either that or Lonnie Walker is like the host of a morning radio show.
Oh, Lonnie and Bonnie on 103.5 in the morning.
Did you in. Wait, the town you grew up in, would you say was Hermosa Beach?
I would, in fact, say that it was Hermosa Beach.
Did you have a thing called Mr. Leonard on morning show radio?
No, I don't believe. Well, and also like the radio that we listened to when I was a kid. No.
In Houston, there was a morning radio show and a character on it named Mr. Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
And he would come on and go, "This is Mr. Leonard." And he would just talk like this all the time. And he was like a fake character.
Okay.
But they would do all these bits with him. And
And this was on a syndicated show? Or
no, this is a local Houston morning radio show.
Oh, then it was just in Houston.
No. Then I found out that this character has been franchised out to... It was invented in Houston by John Lander and the... this guy, basically, Houston was the second place this guy, John Lander, had done a radio show. And he invented the morning zoo. Like, the morning zoo crew were like, we're all crazy, we got sound effects and stuff. It was his thing, and Mr. Lander was one of them. They franchised the entire, like, concept out to other cities.
Weird.
So then I remember somebody else remembering Mr. Leonard, but it was a different voice.
That's so wild.
Yeah. So, making the playoffs for the Spurs... my assumption is that the Lakers will make the playoffs. So that takes one spot away from the eight that wasn't there before.
Okay.
Then the other question is, who is the other team that will bump the Spurs out? I was just looking at the word Clippers. Because you assume that Golden State, Denver, Portland, Houston, Utah, and the Clippers will make it. That's my feeling. Then the questions are the Spurs and...
Oklahoma City falls out.
Will drop out. So that means basically you have to assume that. So, I mean, looking at it that way, to me, I'm like, it's a pretty good bet that the Spurs will make it.
Yeah.
Because the Lakers will take the Oklahoma City spot, but like, I don't see another team.
I think that, like, to me, Sacramento, San Antonio, and Minnesota are all in the same level.
Okay.
And then, like, Dallas is pushing it.
Okay. There.
Right? And the teams that are definitely out would be, like, Memphis, Phoenix, Oklahoma City.
So, based on that idea, I feel like if it was between Sacramento, Minnesota, and Spurs, I would just bet on the Spurs based on organization.
Yeah, fair. So, well, maybe we'll see if the organization takes a hit with a... Pop not even getting the U.S. a medal this year.
The luster is already off of the Pop.
Ooh,
from Kawhi leaving.
Oh yeah, and maybe. nobody wants Pop Kerr 2020 anymore.
That's right.
He's not even on the debate stage. It's wild. It's like, what is he doing? He's doing his.
It's
real
almost
job.
Like he has this well-paying job that he loves that he doesn't want to leave.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to be in politics. Wild.
You might end up with a first round Houston Spurs matchup.
Ah,
I could see that.
You could. And you know why? Because the Spurs are playing Houston. Houston.
Southwest Division.
Yes.
Well, I would be shocked if they don't win this division.
Yeah. But also, I hate everybody who is not starting for them. And I just like, I don't get how their team is put together. It doesn't make any sense. Right now they got 12 players. Like,
well, you know, similar to, I was just recently looking at a slate of the Marvel superhero movies that are upcoming.
Oh yeah, the big old timeline.
How do you feel about this whole world, the MCU?
I watch them. I watch them all.
But you're not like, you're positive but not obsessed with it.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
I looked at the slate of the upcoming movies and I thought this is the tipping point where this next round, like. There wasn't a single movie on that slate that I was like, that I feel like is going to hit the way the Avengers movies
have. Interesting.
Similarly,
yeah,
I think this might be the start of the downhill for perceptions of Maury Ball.
Ooh. I mean, you've been a doomsayer for Maury Ball for a long time, I feel.
I just feel like he's of the mind of like, let's just get the best talent in here and we'll figure it out. Well, they've done that multiple times.
Well, I mean, they've got really talented players in, but have they got the best talent? They had Dwight Howard.
They had Dwight Howard. They had
Chris Paul. I mean, really, this team, everybody you hate goes to Houston.
I mean,
I'm surprised that, you know, I don't know. What's the musical you hate?
A musical I hate? Book of Mormon.
Okay, I'm surprised Book of Mormon isn't set in Houston.
Yeah, if the starting point guards were Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and the book and lyrics of Book of Mormon.
Just Elder Cunningham is off the bench for them.
Yeah. They do have the best talent because they have Austin Rivers.
Austin fucking Rivers, who has, in my mind, in two seasons, completely turned it around in my mind.
Ooh. I know he's turned it around in terms of, you know, is he a productive player in the NBA? But he's turned it around in the Casey Lawrence.
That's right.
What you think of him.
Yes, I don't hate him anymore because, I'd never hated him. I would have hated him if he was on my favorite team.
Yeah.
But I just like, he just fucking ruined everything. And now he's like good and he makes plays and he's a good contributing member to a basketball team. I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him.
This is what I'll say about the Houston Rockets. I'm very happy if they win the championship this year.
God, there's how though?
Did I predict that they would win it?
I don't think so.
I'm going to predict that they're going to win it.
Ooh, weird and gross. I just, like, I don't get it.
And here's why. Because I realized over the summer that I hate Chris Paul more than James Harden.
Okay.
So I think it will be hilarious if they win the championship after they get rid of Chris Paul.
Okay. All right. Now I'm back in.
As he has to watch from Oklahoma City or wherever he ends up by the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
You know.
Who knows? Maybe they'll trade him to Milwaukee and he'll get to yell at Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No. What's going to happen is they're going to work out something where Chris Paul and Dwight Howard play for the Lakers at the end of the year. I'm going to be rooting for the Rockets to beat the Lakers because I hate them so much.
That sounds like the darkest timeline.
Yes, it is. I'm trying to think of the players. In the history of watching the NBA, I have not disliked a player more than Chris Paul.
Yeah.
So.
Not even Sauce Castillo?
Not even Sauce Castillo. And listen,
he's Canadian.
Let me tell you why I don't like Chris Paul. Basketball reasons.
Basketball fucking reasons.
So
Houston's got Russell Westbrook. They got Eric Gordon. They got James Harden. They got PJ Tucker. Those are four starting players, and none of them are over 6'7".
Yeah, they've always had problems the last couple of years in terms of PJ Tucker being their sort of highest motor rebounding, like being forceful and getting that kind of stuff. And there's times where Capella gets a fair number of rebounds, but I feel like they've been out rebounded a lot. And I don't know what their rim protection has been like, but I don't know who in this. How's Clint Capella's?
He's good at defense.
I feel like they've been pretty soft at that in that way.
Is Houston the smallest team in the league?
Like, are you talking about starting roster?
Just roster in general. Do they have the least number of inches per player on their team?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it feels that way.
I wish there. That would be. Like, I don't know how to manipulate the NBA stats cube.
Ooh. I mean, I don't know if stats cube lets you do height stuff like that.
Yeah. Shortest. Well, here's an October article about it. Let me see. Shortest teams. This is October 2018. The shortest team was the Detroit Pistons.
Ah.
And Houston is not in the top five.
Oh, well, but that's Houston, because they used to have Nene, and they used to have, I don't know, people who were tall. They just...
Did they sell Gerald Green, or they got rid of him?
Gerald Green's still here, yeah.
They were, at this time in October last year, they were the oldest team, 28.6 years old.
Oh.
You know how old being 28 is.
Ah, nobody likes you when you're 28.
Do you think they're going to be a fun team to watch?
No.
So there's just nothing about this team that you're interested in.
No, I'm not. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get the whole Houston Rockets thing.
Well, so this is the Morey Ball thing. They're assuming that Harden and Westbrook are going to figure out a way to coexist. My assumption is they'll still be a pretty high-powered offense. James Harden will be able to get you 30 to 35 points a game.
Yeah.
Okay, the question is like, what does Westbrook do with all of his shots? Like, because that's going to hurt the Morey Ball, D'Antoni, like, model if he's just chucking. I mean, will it not be like an energetic Carmelo on your team?
The difference is that he drives. And drives and free throws are part of Morey Ball.
Yeah.
Right. So that part of it works.
Right.
If you can tell him, don't ever take a three.
Or a mid-range.
I mean, you know, mid-range, they'll try to get it out of him. But even Chris Paul shot mid-range shots. He's a mid-range guy, right? Yeah. He converted more of them to threes when he was in Houston, but he didn't cut them out completely.
If they said...
Really, like the way that Morey Ball team works is like everybody who's not a star has to follow the rules. And then he found a star that followed the rules, right? But if you're a star on that team, you can do other things.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see then.
We will see.
Because what if they just said, like, okay, see where the lane is painted.
Yeah.
If your foot is touching this part of the court, you can take a shot. Do it like, you know, when you, it's like, this is lava and this is...
And Russell Westbrook takes some paint before the game and paints the paint a little larger.
Uh-huh.
Just like two painted spots. He's like, there's a Target logo right there. Or that's paint.
He puts paint on the bottom of his shoes.
Yes.
So that he's like, Russell, why'd you take the shot? He lifts up his shoes. Like,
he
look
just
at
goes,
it.
Flubber, flubber.
So Houston will win this division and they will be the one seed. They're going to win the championship. And Casey's going to hate every minute of it.
I'm just going to be befuddled. Like, is this the basketball I know? is this my life?
I think they will do it. And I'll be very happy to see Chris Paul's tears.
You know what I'm going to be sad about?
What?
Seeing Chris Grace's au revoir.
Going back to Scotland tomorrow.
But you're not going to be there forever. You're going to be there for, you know, 3 weeks at most, right?
Yeah. It might be four.
He's there for a month.
But Casey's going to do some, the podcast studio is open.
It is open. We are going to be getting more season previews in here, bringing some people in here to talk about our amazing upcoming seasons. We got two divisions down. We got four to go.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect time to come back in. Chris will just have to listen to hear about what I feel
or
about
I'll send
all
a little things. Capsule.
Ooh, a little let's talk about the Scots. Tell me about the upcoming Scottish basketball season.
Ooh, I wonder if there is Scottish basketball.
There is not.
We know that there is London NFL.
There is.
Because of the London Warriors. The Carolina Panthers thing that I watched. I will say this was pretty, it was a fun story.
That's good. Fun stories.
A guy that immigrated from Africa to London and then started playing NFL in their, like, they have like a semi-pro league there.
Yeah.
That feeds into the NFL.
Oh, cool.
And then there was a program where each team in the league had to take a player from NFL Europe.
Oh.
Under their practice squad.
Oh.
And then he signed with the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, that is fun.
Yeah. And he had to go home to a pub and they all... Oh, in his first game, he got an interception and a fumble recovery.
There you go.
Yeah. So we will see you soon.
Yeah.
Some more thoughts about divisions.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, I got a couple of shows this week.
Oh yeah. What you got?
Tomorrow night, Mighty Knight is playing a benefit show up in Burbank at the Actors Collective Studio. We're trying to raise money for Project Corazon, which is a, way to get legal help to refugees at the border. Thursday night we got a spicy show. I think it's the last spicy ever.
Oh,
because Evan and I are taking our talents to Deus Ex Machina.
What does this mean? What do those words mean?
Yeah, so there's a show that works that is on at the same time as the slot that I have at the Moving Arts Theater that asked us to come co-host it with them.
Oh, okay.
So we are joining forces to create one bigger, better, greater show.
And where's that?
It's going to be at the Clubhouse.
Deus Ex Machina? Is it like two-person?
It's two-prov. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a bunch of two-prov, so the show is guaranteed to be... empty.
So that people. Moving arts slot is open.
Is open. So if you're looking for a moving arts slot, hit me up. I'm looking to sell.
Sell.
Buy.
You know, make some money. I recently purchased the domain chrisgrace.com,
ooh,
which is what prompted the email.
Did you set up your own email server?
I set my own server. I just have my own emails on my domain.
Great.
Through my host. But like I've never had chrisgrace.com.
Congratulations.
Now I have it. More expensive than I wanted it to be.
Ooh.
A guy has had it for decades.
Fuck this
guy. And I've been trying. And literally I'll check who is and be like, when does this expire? And like, I'll watch. And it'll be like right at the day when it's like, this is going to be released into the wild. And then like he renews it.
What a dink.
This Friday, I will be in Baby Wants Candy.
Ooh.
At
the Edinburgh
Festival Fringe.
Great.
8 p.m. Assembly George Core Studio 1. I'll also be in that on Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday 8 p.m., and Monday 8 p.m.
Wow. Tuesday.
And then the Fringe
is over.
Yeah, then it's over. And then we take the show Voldemort and the Teenage Hogwarts musical parody to London.
Congratulations.
We'll be in London.
Go to the West End.
Off West End. We'll be there for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then I'll be coming home.
Great.
So the question of when I come back is basically like, do I need to come back for work? And also I mean, I think I know the answer to this, but like, how much fun is London when you don't have anything to do? I think it would be very fun because I can see a bunch of plays.
Yeah. See some plays. You can go to go see some Premier League soccer. You love soccer. You're a big soccer guy.
Yeah, I'm not. But I wonder if I went to one of those games, if I just arbitrarily picked a team and learned the songs.
Yeah.
I bet it probably would be fun.
That would be pretty fun. I think you'd have a great time.
The same way that like, aren't they trying to do that with the LAFC?
Yeah.
I know that the Seattle Sounders have a lot of fun fan things like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see you soon. Go see Casey at these shows, especially if it's the last one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're still going to do stuff. We're just not going to host that time slot anymore.
No, it's the last one.
It's the last one.
Yeah. See you next time.